It's spring in south central Chile, in a vast rural area that extends to the Pacific Ocean. All this is now mostly under the control of indigenous Mapuche, who say they're reclaiming their ancestral land. Mapuche women show us how their animals are growing strong and fat on 200 acres that belong to a large Chilean landowner. They're suspicious of journalists, but agree to speak to us because they say they're being intimidated by Chilean armed forces.
Are they here for war? Why do they want to wage war with us? The only thing we want is to recover our territory, what belongs to us. They intimidate our children, enter our homes. In Cañete, they get into buses with their weapons.
The helicopter is escorting a convoy of soldiers who've joined militarized police. The Chilean state has lost control here.
This is part of a huge deployment of the Chilean military that has been sent here to the Araucanía region as part of a state of emergency that was declared by the government more than a month ago. And in fact, it's expected to be extended for even longer. And the whole idea of having them here is to fight against what they call terrorist Mapuche groups.
One of several so-called Mapuche resistance organizations has responded with this video, vowing to confront the army and the Chilean state, which it says has invaded Mapuche territory. Five forestry company workers and their vehicles were attacked and two seriously injured by hooded gunmen recently. Earlier, an unarmed Mapuche youth was shot dead and another seriously wounded by a soldier outside of this house. Just the latest in the spiral of violence. But even Mapuches, like 63-year-old farmer Elias Wenuman, are themselves being attacked by armed groups whom he says are hiding behind the Mapuche cause. In June, he was attacked, tied up and beaten, while his vehicle was burnt and all his cattle stolen.
This is not the Mapuche cause. It's not. They're just armed terrorists, delinquents, thieves. We see what they do every day, and I want justice.
Since the incident, his home has been attacked by unknown gunmen at least five times. The gunfire was intense. Nearby, Miguel Maliqueo shows us his crops on 50 hectares he says he took back from a Chilean landowner. He believes Chile's army has been sent in not to impose order, but to stop the Mapuche from regaining control of the territory taken from them 150 years ago. But he concedes that the violence has got out of hand.
There are some people doing things for personal gain, not the Mapuche cause. And we have to start to control what is happening in our own territory.
This nearby school was burned down by presumed Mapuche youths. Its director blames successive governments for the chaos.
The state never wanted to give constitutional rights to indigenous people. It never listened to their demands over the past 40 years, including recognition of our culture. We should all be living in harmony, Mapuches and non-Mapuches.
But depending on who is elected to govern Chile, the next step could be the beginning of a real dialogue or the imposition of a state of siege to attempt to settle the conflict with even more force. CNN Human, Al Jazeera, Cañete, Chile.